Diane Palmer says one of her worst fears while working as a nurse in Milwaukee was getting a career-ending back injury from lifting patients. That didn't happen, but she wants to reduce the chance of injury for all nurses. Palmer says Wisconsin should follow the lead of other states and pass a law requiring mechanical lifts. She said it would reduce the rate of back injury for a profession dominated by women, where the average age is pushing 50.
When nurses are able to have assistance with lifting, such as devices, they don't suffer so many injuries, and when they don't suffer injuries, they're able to come to work.
The Wisconsin Hospital Association acknowledges the risk of back injury for nurses is significant. The group, however, is not ready to endorse mandatory lifts. Judith Wormuth is a former nurse who researches workplace issues for the Hospital Association.
Acceptance from patients and families is a big barrier for us. Families just have a sense that if some people would come in and just lift mom, that would somehow be better. You know, and the average 120-pound nurse can't lift mom. You know, mom's in a nursing home because you couldn't lift her.
The impersonal feel of metal as opposed to a nurse's touch isn't the only barrier to using mechanical lifts in hospitals. Wormuth says the public isn't entirely convinced such devices are safe. The trade association is currently working with the State Department of Workforce Development to try and find ways to protect nurses from back strain. This includes commercials trying to persuade the public that mechanical lifts are a good option. Wormuth says most Wisconsin hospitals have some kind of lifting device to move patients, but they can't accommodate all situations, and that to do so could be expensive. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.